Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Taking time for prayer. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, Ephesians 1:15-16. I can't believe it. I absolutely promised myself, more important, I promised God, that I would pray for at least 30 minutes this morning. Instead, I pushed the snooze button on the alarm so many times that I didn't have time to pray at all. The worst of it is that I haven't had a decent quiet time now for 4 days in a row. What in the world is wrong with me? Sound familiar? Many of us have feeble prayer lives. In contrast, Paul prayed constantly and instructed us to do the same. Our world is a busy world, and God understands that. But it remains true that a prayerless Christian is unheard of in Scripture, yet not unheard of in our day. Alexander White encourages us to work at prayer, rather than just pray at work. Walk with Alexander White, a Scottish pastor, professor, and church leader in the 1800s to early 1900s. I am certain that the secret of much mischief to our own souls and to the souls of others lies in the way that we starve our prayers by hurrying over them. Prayer that God will call true prayer takes far more time than one in a thousand thinks. After all that the Holy Spirit has done to make true prayer independent of times and of places and of all kinds of instruments and assistance, as long as we remain in this unspiritual and undevotional world, we shall not succeed in prayer without such times and places and other assistance. Take good care, lest you take your salvation far too cheaply. If you find your life of prayer to be always so short and so easy and so spiritual as to be without strain and sweat to you, you may depend upon it, you have not yet begun to pray. As sure as you sit there, it is just in this matter of time and prayer that so many of us are making shipwrecks of our souls and of the souls of others. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23.
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. Keep that in mind, and you will struggle in prayer rather than with prayer.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.